Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today, Riverwinds, Ron Jaworski's Celebrity Golf Challenge. And I decided I need to start bringing in the big guns to help me with Hugh Douglas because this guy's not listening. So I need more good football guys on the show.
And you got the right one.
I do.
Rev set me straight every day.
Irving Fryer with us here.
I will text him every now and then. When he says something crazy.
Well, that's every day.
I have to text him.
That's a lot of text.
I'm like, no, Hugh, no.
How you been?
I'm doing well. I can't complain, man. It's hot.
It is hot out there. That's why we set up inside.
Well,
with
you
the
guys got it made, and you're making money doing this too.
Yeah. Hugh wouldn't show up.
I'm in the wrong business.
You know that guy.
I ain't going nowhere. I ain't got no bread.
What happens if your paycheck doesn't come in, Hugh?
Oh, you know,
on time.
If it don't come in on time, like usually, man, you know them alimony payments. You know how that goes.
I got some. Yeah, I got an alimony payment.
So I ain't really tripping. I get the residuals after the fact.
So okay. All right.
Long as the lights on.
So you don't start turning over tables and moving furniture?
Hey, Rev.
Stop. If you wouldn't show up one day if it's
long as the lights on and ain't nobody calling me talking about where my money, I'm straight. I ain't tripping.
All right.
Steady paycheck.
Now that we have someone who'd help me out here. All right. So let's.
Oh, Joe, what you need help
with?
Well,
I need help.
So what you need help with?
All week, I got Andy Dalton Douglas over here telling me.
Andy Dalton? Andy Dalton?
Listen to this. He's been telling me all week.
I'm not going to say nothing.
Telling me all week that if Jalen struggles in this offense in a significant way, he'd pull the plug in the middle of the season and put Dalton in it. And I think the Eagles owe it to themselves, owe it to Hurts, full season in this new offense, and then we figure out where he is after the season. What's your take?
I think you're correct. I'm excited about what this offense is going to look like with all the weapons that they have. You know, people are complaining that A.J. Brown is gone and now they have less talent. I disagree with that. I really do. And particularly with the addition of Lemon coming in, I think that he is a very qualified receiver. And they have guys all over the place. They have at least five quality. They have 11 now on the roster, but they have at least five quality receivers. And that's a problem for a defensive coordinator. That's a problem for a defensive backfield because you can shut down or try to shut down Devontae Smith, but now you got two or three or four other guys that can go big on you as well. So that's a problem. And if they distribute the ball evenly around the field and throw the ball to the open guy, if the offensive concept is what we think it's going to be, it should be very productive. But, yeah, it's going to take Jalen a little while, to get used to this offense. I keep hearing about, you know, what he's doing in training camp, so on and so forth. It's the beginning. We're still seeing a bunch of botched plays and he's missing receivers on routes, particularly timing routes. Then, and it gets close to, you know, the beginning of the season, then, yeah, that might be a problem. That might be something that we could be concerned about. But right now, I think he's very capable of making the adjustments that he needs to make. They're saying that he's under center more than he has been in the past. That's a good thing. It can be a problem for the quarterback when you're under center and you're looking at pre-snap defense and then you turn around and, you know, you put your back to the defense, then you got to turn around and reread what's going on. You really got to know what potentially can happen once the ball is snapped before you, so that you can make the right reads.
And see, Rev, that's basically what I said. I took the extreme.
Andy Dalton, route. Though. Andy Dalton is. I think Andy is a great backup.
Sure. He's the back
because he's a guy that's not going to run, but he's a guy who understands the offensive concept, and he will stand in the pocket and get the ball where it needs to be. Yeah,
and that was what I was saying.
But
Rev.
No one wants to watch him play.
But I said extreme case.
Yes, I know. Mm-hmm.
Everything that you said, if Jalen goes out there. And like you said, this offense is timing. And when you turn your back, you got to make those decisions quick.
Right.
If he's back there burping the baby and there's plays to be made and he's not making them, that's the extreme scenario I was talking about. Then you go to Andy Dalton and you put him out there and he's going to get the ball in the hands of the playmakers. I'm not saying Andy Dalton.
But then when do you put Jalen back in? Because what is that going to do to Jalen's confidence? If he's struggling, he's already having problems with his confidence.
Yeah.
If he's struggling.
I mean, and I get
so what
that.
Is that going to do to him if you take him out and put Andy Dalton in? When do you put Jalen back in?
But here's the thing, Rev, and this is the way
I see it. And then he comes in and wins the game. Then what happens?
But here's the thing,
well, you know
Rev.
How this town will be then. We'll want
it's a slippery slope. But like you said, this is I feel like this is still a Super Bowl caliber team. And when you talk about all the different weapons that you have in this distribution of the football, you should be able to get the ball to them, right?
Right, right.
And if that's not the case and you feel that you're wasting the talent that you have, I know it's a tough decision to make, but I feel like they feel like they're still in that Super Bowl window. And if Jalen's not going to do that, and mind you, if Jalen's not playing well, then they don't have to pay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm thinking. But this is the extreme case.
I don't know particularly what kind of offense Mannion wants to run. But here's what I do know. When I came here to Philadelphia, yes, Christy Jones was on the opposite side of me, and Christy got hurt. But they were still able to get me the ball. Mm. They schemed offensively, and I was really throwing the ball in the passing game. I was really the only threat, but they still were able to get me the ball through the offensive scheme. And like I said, they've got multiple talents around this offense, and, you know, with motion and flooding zones in the defense, getting the ball to someone who's open should not be a problem. I'm really excited about seeing what's going to happen.
I agree with you. So what do you think about Lemon? Mekhi Lemon, the rookie out of USC. Very productive.
He's
in college.
Hurt now, isn't he?
He is hurt. Yeah. Hamstring. It seems like they think he'll be ready for the start of training camp end of July, but very productive at USC. I was surprised, Irvin, that he got to the pick that they could get him, because I thought he'd be somewhere in the top 15 in the draft. What do you think of him when you watch him?
Well, I think he's very similar to Devontae. He's probably not as fast as Devontae, but in terms of his route running, understanding leverage, being able to read zones and settle down in the zones and present himself to the quarterback as an open target, he does that very well. He does that – probably going to start a problem here. He does that better than A.J. Brown.
Say it again.
Oh, no, you're not starting a problem.
He does that better than A.J. Brown. You know what? Here's what I know is going to happen this year. And everybody, you can get mad at me if you want. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm like you. And this is not recklessly speculating. This season, Devontae Smith, because he's proven that he's a number one receiver. When he came here as a rookie, A.J. Brown wasn't here.
Right.
And he crashed. He smoked the all-time rookie record in catches and yards and touchdowns. He smoked it. This season, A.J. Brown will have more catches, have more touchdowns, and more yards than A.J. Brown does. Devontae Smith will have more catches, more yards, and more touchdowns than A.J. Brown up in New England. He will have more, I promise you. Now, forget about injuries. That's a part of the game. If someone gets injured, it's not like the bet is off. No. A.J. Brown this season will have more catches, more yards, and more touchdowns than A.J. Brown does up in New
Devontae
England.
Devontae Smith, I got you.
What I keep saying?
I keep saying AJ.
Devontae will have more
Than AJ.
Devontae over AJ.
Yeah. You know I'm getting old, man.
You on the right show.
I just came out of the sun, man.
Don't worry about it. We got you.
Devontae Smith will have more catches, more yards, more touchdowns than AJ Brown.
I actually think you did it on purpose. You had to say it enough times so Hugh gets it.
So Hugh gets it, yeah.
Hugh's like, oh, AJ's going to go up to him. He's trying to – and he's going to have 2,000 yards. He's slow now.
When I say something like that, I do.
Didn't I hear you say something about AJ Brown will still be here after June 1st?
Oh,
get him.
He held the line.
Didn't you say that?
I did.
Over and over and over.
Even when you was texting me.
Oh, wait, you had people trying to help you out and you didn't listen?
He needed to go, though.
Of course he did.
It was, you know, you can use the word cancer. He was like a cancer
hold
on the team.
Line.
Football is the ultimate team sport.
Yeah,
and you have to, you know, self-achievements and yardages and catches, all that kind of stuff. That's not more important than the achievements of the team. What's up, big dog? How you doing, man?
He did drop a couple LBs. Look at him.
He dropped some pounds, Big
now they really
house
think
tank.
Now they really
going to
get us confused.
Oh, get the two of y'all confused?
Yeah, they're going to get us confused.
That happens. Sometimes people call and think it's –
You don't wear hats, though.
No, I'm not a hat guy.
Maybe you should start wearing hats, man.
Like, I'm going to start carrying a big-ass fan.
No, maybe you should start wearing hats.
I
think that would become you.
Yeah, a hat.
You look good in a hat.
I do. Yeah. I think I look good in my golf attire today.
That's a Brian Dawkins shirt.
Yeah, that's
from his tournament.
Well, he's trying to get a free Jaws shirt. That's why he wore that today.
Oh, you can't get a shirt unless you play.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. I got to do that.
Yeah, we got to get him on the golf course.
You're getting paid. Go buy one.
Hey, Rev. All my friends that got these golf tournaments, I ain't buying no golf shirt. What you talking about?
You got to golf, man. How come you don't golf?
I'm going to learn how. I'm going to learn. Because you know what? Rev? Some of them swag bags that they give out.
Yes, sir.
It's some nice swag. I got to learn.
Why do you think everyone's here today?
Yeah, I'm going to get some. I need to get
free
some
free stuff.
It will get me one. Go get two.
We
reached the point.
Hollis doesn't play, and he gets
Eagles
bags
everywhere now. All right, Hugh, you ready to listen to Irving about AJ?
I do listen to Rev.
No, you don't.
I listen to it while you're here. But when he leave, I'm
going to be in the car listening, and I'm going to text you.
Yeah.
What's this guy doing?
It's different when Rev is here. I ain't no pushback. But when he leaves.
It's all greasy behind his back.
I'm going to be talking trash.
This guy's unbelievable. Irving, we appreciate you sitting down for a few minutes.
Joe, I appreciate it.
Thank you
so
much. Enjoy the day.
Always enjoy you guys. Listen to you almost every day.
I appreciate you.
And you guys do a great job.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And happy to have you on. Irving Fryer with us here on the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Oh, that was fun. And I love the declaration there. And I'm with it. Devontae over AJ, Hugh. Just say it. Devontae over AJ.
Yeah, I get it. And listen.
Devontae.
Like I said, every time when I first got here, one of the absolute hardest working Eagles that I saw giving Troy Vincent that work was Rev.
That's right.
Like him and Troy used to go at it. But a tremendous amount of respect for Rev. When he says something about a receiver, I back down. I defer to him.
But I try to tell you, and you push back.
Because I saw him in practice. He was running them routes and just taking people to school, slapping folks. Yeah. That's what receivers used to be, physical.
What I'm hearing is a complete lack of respect for my below-average high school football career. That's fine.
Much love for you, Joe.
But not everyone played high school football.
That's right.
Everybody ain't got it like that.
That is right. All right, 215.
Yeah,
Kyle always throws it at you.
I pick my spots.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
Wait a minute, did they turn the AC on?
It is a little warm.
No, they put it back on, or he was going to crash out.
Uh-oh.
You see, I'm starting to move.
Like, Snowman Douglas over here is melting. All right, we did mention A.J. Brown. Jack, can we play the clip of A.J. Brown yesterday up in New England after Patriots practice? Listen to this crap as he is just completely.
Listen to this.
All right, you sit there, hang out. He's pouring it on.
I'm not going anywhere. I got to hear this.
Pouring it on about how much he loves Drake May. I mean, he's just – let's hear A.J. Brown yesterday. Hugh, maybe I'm crazy.
When did he start speaking properly?
Well,
I like to see that.
I like the pettiness at Irving.
When did he start speaking proper like that?
We didn't get that here.
He turned into somebody different when he got up to New England.
He got brand new.
I think the kids call it cold.
He's using right
words. I think he cold switched. That's what the kids call it.
Proper pronunciation.
Did he get brand new up there?
He got brand new. He got brand new.
Also, how can I not hear that as a shot at Jalen Hurts? He knows the offense. He's a leader. I mean, everything he says about May, I just hear in the context of, well, that wasn't Hurts.
He never said that about Hurts.
Never did.
It is inadvertently a shot. I mean, you cannot deny that because you wax poetic. Like I would even go as far as say, like the kid said, you glazed him. You glazed the quarterback. It was a lot.
Drake May isn't all that yet.
Not yet.
He can throw.
He's good, but yeah, not yet.
And that's, yeah, for him to go up there as a, what is he, seventh? This is his seventh year?
AJ's
seventh year?
I think it's seventh or eighth, yeah. 2019 draft.
Same year as Metcalf.
I would never say that about a second year. It's a second year quarterback.
Third year
quarterback, and I'm in my seventh year as a receiver. I would never say something like that. Even if he was my quarterback, I wouldn't give him that much.
He was so happy to be there. Yeah, he glazed.
That was a glaze job.
Probably washed his car after that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, it was ridiculous. It was a lot.
Maybe they're roommates.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised at this point. I didn't think I could dislike this guy anymore, and now I dislike him more every minute. Hugh,
I will say this though, like the way that they're cutting the film.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that throw in the.
Well,
hey, that was a nice throw yesterday.
Hey, Rare. I know. I know Devontae will have more yards, but boy, he had a catch the other day.
Who, Devontae or AJ?
AJ in practice. And it was a wrong – he adjusted – you talking about body control?
Uh-huh.
It was a wrong shoulder catch. And I was like
– Well, you know, there's something to – and I've experienced this in my career. There's something to it gives you a jolt in the arm. It gives you a little more focus. It gives you a little more energy when you do get traded to another team.
Fresh start.
Yeah, it's a fresh start. Yeah. You do have a little more energy. You put in a little more effort.
He looked a little spry. He looked a little bit more spry,
a little
too.
More
he
spry.
Looked spry. He
yeah.
looked a
so
spry.
There's something to that when you get a chance to go to another team and kind of start all over again after you've, you know, done well on the previous team.
Yeah.
So
I think just don't understand that though. You win a Super Bowl here, but then you get
so why didn't he do that here?
Yeah, that's
well,
yeah.
The Super Bowl, obviously, all the winning didn't seem to matter to him as much as it does to the other guys, which didn't fit the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles are all about winning, and he's all about him.
He wanted to glaze Drake May. That's he seemed as happy as he's ever been.
Ever.
He's going to make him the godfather of his kid, replace Jalen.
He wants to dominate.
Can't do that.
Remember? I want to win Super Bowls. Yeah. I want to dominate.
My matchup, right.
Yeah, I want to dominate.
Hell, I want to win Super Bowls.
I'll take a Super Bowl, too, bro.
All day, today.
You can have all my catches.
It's just crazy when I hear you say it, because like, I can see it in your eyes.
You know
what
saying?
What you wish you had. He has it. He didn't care. It's crazy.
You know, if I had a Super Bowl ring with my nice little outfit,
uh-oh,
I wear that thing every day, man. What you
Listen,
talking about?
They can have half of my catches for Super Bowls.
Only
real.
Half, though.
Yeah, only half.
Yeah, you got to keep the other
some
half.
Of them hurt. I paid for some of them.
Yeah, of course. All right, let's grab a phone call. Should we subject Irving to Aaron in San Diego?
No, not the Sky Marshal.
Well, we have company.
I know. He does listen to the show, though. Maybe he's heard. Aaron in San Diego, you're up with us, and Irving Fryer is here. Be on your best behavior. We have company, Aaron.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Nope.
Good afternoon,
nope,
Aaron.
That's it.
Aaron, what do you got?
Well, what a pleasure. We've got, you know, Irving Fryer. Nice to talk to you, sir. Very nice to see you on YouTube right now.
Okay. Yeah, they got 360 going on. Insta 360. That's the camera
right
there.
That's
yeah.
right. Yep. We're
I know
on.
What that is.
High tech.
High tech.
You know what the great thing is? Is I love let AJ go on as many social media posts as he wants. Let him rant. Because here's what I guarantee. I guarantee you that the Sky Marshal has taken one of those social media posts and made it his screensaver on his phone. And he's going to use that. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Irving Fryer, this season is going to be a season for the Philadelphia Eagles record books. Passing yards by one Sky Marshal field general, the chosen one, Jalen Hurts. And then we've got the Slim Reaper, who is going to have the best season of any Eagles wide receiver since I don't know when. It's going to be the best of the best. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, guys, we are so blessed to have Jalen Hurts. We are so blessed to have A.J. Brown on another team. And guess what? A.J. Brown is going to have a wonderful season. He's going to have all the individual stats that he can handle. He's going to have a big old smile on his face. But he's got Drake May. And one thing that Drake May cannot do is perform in the big situations.
Well, I'm
in the
not
big
sure
games,
we know that yet.
He's
been in the league
Super Bowl.
2 years.
Come on. Dude, he folded like an accordion. Thank God that Bo Nix went down. Otherwise, they would have never even gotten a sniff of the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. He didn't play well in the postseason last year. I know. I mean, if it wasn't for their defense and the snow or wind or whatever the hell was going on in Denver that day, they probably don't even get to the Super Bowl. Yeah, you're right about that. He's obviously good, though. I mean, there's a reason for his second MVP. Yeah,
he's a baller.
You know, and Mr. Fryer, you know, we have a lot of Jalen Hurts haters on this WIP radio station. And after this season, they're all going to have to bend the knee and kiss the ring because the Sky Marshal is taking us to another Super Bowl. E-A-G-L-E-S.
Go. All right, Aaron, that's enough.
Well, you thought he was going to be a problem.
No,
he was on his best behavior.
Yeah. He grates on you a little bit.
Yeah, he can be annoying.
He was on his best behavior.
We let him on, but then we hang up on him a lot. And also his nickname for Jalen Hurts, the Sky Marshal.
Sky Marshal.
Yeah, I think we need to get to close to 4,000
Not certain
yards.
That fits like 100
yards. Sky Marshal.
No, he's not. Thank you. He's not the Sky Marshal.
He might be the general.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but
the general, but not
Sky Marshal. Like Patrick Mahomes, that's the Sky Marshal.
Yeah. Didn't he just sign another contract?
He just got paid.
Yeah. $65 million a year.
$1 billion. Isn't that ridiculous? I was born too freaking soon.
Well, Hugh says that all the time.
Played the wrong position or wrong sport.
Jalen Phillips, who I liked, and he was good for the Eagles second half of the year. But when he got $130 million, I could see it in Hugh's eyes. Like, oh, man, playing the wrong era.
Man, Hugh, can you imagine that?
No, I can't. I can't. I can't imagine it.
You asked the right guy.
He can imagine. He wouldn't be here with me.
I'd be like,
no, he wouldn't be here.
I would be here.
You would not. Hold on. If you got $130 million, you'd be here.
Yeah.
Arguing with me, hanging out with us jerks.
I would be here cursing on the air because then I could pay my fine.
No, that's true.
Yeah, he'd be on the air for a week.
On my island.
Yeah, right.
That's where I would be. On my island. On my island.
We had to do a podcast.
Shoot.
It is crazy, the salaries. The salary cap keeps going up, and the quarterback salaries, Irving, 60. Now the new mark is Mahomes at $64 million on average per season. It's an enormous amount of money.
Yeah. You know, the backups make more money now in a season than I made in 17 years.
That's the reality of the game.
In 17 years.
And you got backups that come in, guys that aren't even playing a whole lot, they're making like $8, $9 million.
That's
like crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is so
ridiculous. But that's the sacrifice that we made. The game has grown since we played. It grew. Remember when Harold used to come out there and talk about telling stories about how it was when he played and how they had 17 rounds and nobody liked to get hurt, because if you got hurt, you got cut.
Mm-hmm.
So you would get treatment. Like Harold was telling a story one time where they would get treatment after everybody else was gone because they didn't want anybody to know they were hurt. That's crazy. Like to go in there and be hurt, but you didn't want anybody to know you were hurt.
I did that.
Yeah, because it's like
my
crazy.
Last year in Philly, I broke my big toe the second game of the season.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was getting the shots in my toe.
I remember that.
But I didn't tell anybody it was broke. I told everybody it was turf toe.
Damn, real? Playing with a broken toe?
Yeah, a broken big toe.
Yeah, Burrow got surgery on turf toe.
Yeah, he was out months.
Out the whole year.
Yeah, that was horrible.
So what's your perspective then on – I mean, eventually they're going to move to 18 games, right? We're at 17 now. 18 is coming. I mean, it's just a matter of time. There's two ways to look at it. I mean, it grows the game. The players make more money, right? If they make more revenue, they split the pie. But, you know, it's a lot. I mean, I have to imagine it's just even more on the player's body. Are you in favor of 18 games? Or you think, like, are we reaching a point where it's going to get to too many?
Well, I think they're going to be okay with 18 games because the game is not nearly as dangerous as it was when Hugh and I played.
Right.
So I don't think it's going to take as much a toll. And they're not playing on turf like we played on before. You know, I think we need to start a lawsuit about that. You know,
I don't know how you guys did that.
When we played on
turf. It's concrete.
Yeah, we played on turf. They had no consideration about what that was going to do to our bodies. Yes, they created artificial turf because it looked better on TV. You know, we didn't get muddy and all that kind of stuff. So
yes,
you can see everybody's number and their names on their uniforms while you're watching TV. And it made the game faster. But there are guys who are suffering now that played in my era with their knees and their shoulders and their necks and their backs and their hips because of just falling on the turf,
mm-hmm.
not being hit by another player. Just falling on that turf, it was dangerous. And it wasn't good for the body, particularly later on when you get a little bit older. But we should start a lawsuit about that, Hugh. You know,
I'm okay with that. I'm attorney. I'm down.
Hugh's in.
I'm down to sue. You know, I'm about to get that 401k in a couple months.
Uh-oh.
401k?
They get some golf clubs then and go out there.
I think
and play.
I might. I'm going to get a 401k.
Start off at the $3 bets.
Yeah, $3.
Instead of
$2.
Let's not go crazy.
That's steep. Yeah, it's
all right. 215-592-9494. Once again, we thank Irving Fryer for sitting down with us. On the other side, we're going to get everyone ready for the World Cup. United States plays their first game tonight, plus you people. That's all coming up. Midday Show live from Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Challenge on Sports Radio 94 WI.